General Letitia James.
She will attempt today to distance herself from the company. But unfortunately, the facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
G7 nations meeting in Tokyo have condemned Hamas's attack on Israel and backed Israel's right to self-defense. Secretary of State Blinken.
All of us want to end this conflict as soon as possible. And meanwhile, to minimize civilian suffering.
Three giant pandas who've delighted audiences at the National Zoo in Washington are now heading to China.
Once I got my driver's license, I used to drive here with my friends and come see the pandas in the zoo. I'm sad to see them go.
Tell me where y'all will be because I want to see them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society, somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, November 9th. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The PACE Commission meeting is at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Following that, the public meeting of the Common Council to discuss the city budget will take place at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Deer Management Committee will meet at 7:30 a.m. The Portage County Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee will meet at 2, and the Public Library Board meeting is at 4:30. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4, the Personnel Committee at 5, and the County Board of Supervisors budget public hearing is at 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Mets say they were surprised, too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
You know, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 45, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 32 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAU. From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Greg Bach in studio with me, Calvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious.